Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins has sent a letter to state lawmakers. It says they've failed to engage in government-to-government consultation with the tribe about the mining bill and the taconite mine that would be built close to tribal lands. Milwaukee attorney Dennis Krasinski is helping represent the Bad River Tribe. He says 19th-century federal treaties set up the consultation process to try to guarantee Chippewa rights and resources would be protected.
You know, it's not a telegram, it's not a phone call that says, here's what we're doing, what do you think? Consultation, you know, is something formal that involves folks getting together and having conversations.
Republican Senator Tom Tiffany says he wrote Bad River leaders in December about setting up a meeting. But Tribal Chairman Wiggins says it seemed to him that Tiffany wanted to present his plans, not give the tribe a chance to change anything. Attorney Krasinski says if the state did violate federal law and now passes the GOP mining bill, the lack of consultation weakens the measure.
It's very likely that legislation will ignore or misconstrue or sort of miss the point and, you know, run into legal obstacles.
Krasinski says the tribe could also complain to federal officials reviewing the mine about the lack of government-to-government interaction. He says all of the potentially affected tribes in northern Wisconsin would respond to a genuine attempt at consultation. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.